This is the Lightning Strike. Hello, everybody. Once again, this is Jolt, and this is the Lightning Strike. And today is January 16th, 2006. Hopefully, everybody had a happy New Year. If you guys don't remember from my last podcast, I actually broke my foot the day after Christmas. Actually, Christmas Day. And I've been kind of down and out on painkillers. That's been one of the good things. But I've just not been myself, man, since that happened. I just took off my cast. They gave me like an air cast. Ended up breaking my foot skateboarding. I was trying to do some heel flip off this little curb, and it sucked. And I don't know, it was horrible. It was the worst pain I ever felt in my life, like when it first happened. And I didn't think it was broke at first, but anyways. But today's show, this is going to be a tribute to Dave Vanderchuk. As all you may not know, hopefully everyone knows by now, he was basically fired from the Lightning, placed on waivers last week by their management. And I think this is an unbelievable decision by them after all Dave Vanderchuk did for their team and their organization and what they did for the fans. You know, just to basically tell him he can't play anymore for the rest of the year. And I didn't, you know, I knew he was an older guy, but you know, if the team has one leader out there that's a little bit older, a little bit slower, and he's still scoring six goals halfway through the season, and I saw he was still a pretty big force. You know, I see him in the neutral zone sticking his stick out, trying to slow people down, you know, but I don't agree with that decision. And you know, he may be I think he's 42, but you know, he's a good man, and I just really feel bad for him. And my all my best wishes goes to his family and friends here. But I got an email from one of our listeners, Kyle from San Diego, and you know, he agrees as well. He said the management doesn't know what they're getting into, and I don't think they do either. They had to make a decision to do something to change the team, to get them to win some games. But you know, getting rid of their man, Dave Vanderchuk, man, that is ridiculous. I lost a lot of respect for Feaster and Tortorella, and you know, they can suck my cock as far as I'm concerned right now, man. And I still respect the team, but you know, their management, that's ridiculous. And I don't know. I just wanted to go over a few things about Dave, Captain, Big Captain Dave, Mr. Dave. He, of course, is a left wing, and he's played in the league many, many years. He started in Buffalo in the 82-83 year, and he was with the Sabres up until 93. Then he went to the Toronto Maple Leafs from 93 to 96. Then he went to the Devils for a while. He was in New Jersey for 4 years. 1 year he went to Boston, and then also to the Avalanche, and then back to the Sabres again in 2000-2001. And from the 2001 season on, he's been with our Lightning here. And actually, he was, I think, since he started, since he came to our team, that's basically when I moved to Tampa. I moved to Tampa in 2001, so I basically moved here right when that season was in the middle of that season. And you know, I saw how much they struggled, and you know, how shitty they were, and LeCavier was you know, still pretty reckless, and there was all this pressure on him. And but I just, you know, I knew Dave was there, man. And every year, little by little, he, you know, he did a lot more for the team. Like his first year with the Lightning, he scored 20 goals. He had 13 assists. Basically, he's been scoring 20 to 21 goals each season for us, and he has 6 goals this year, you know, halfway through the season. So I think he's producing just as much as he had in the past. And this year he has 12 assists. And all of last year, last season, 2 years ago, he had 18 assists. So I don't know. And maybe because he's a minus 13, but, you know, the team's not winning. So, you know, can't expect a whole lot. But I just wanted this show to be a little bit about the man. And I'm just going to go over some of his career stats. He played 1,639 games, and that's a huge amount. He has 640 goals, 698 assists, and actually 1,338 points total. And his career plus-minus is a plus 38, which is unbelievable. Penalty in minutes, 1,000. He doesn't get a lot of penalties here, but he has 4,556 shots, and his shot percentage, the goals ratio, is 14%. So that's pretty damn good. You know, he shoots the puck. He scores quite a bit, but he doesn't shoot a lot. You know, he's a big guy. Gets in front of the net. A lot of deflections. He has 77 career game-winning goals. He's got 11 shorthanded goals. I remember a big shorthanded goal he got in the playoffs a couple years back, I believe. I remember he got a breakaway. I think he scored there. He might have dished it off to St. Louis there, but that's remembering back a little bit there. And he has 274 power play goals, which is a record. He holds the record of most power play goals. I think we all know that as well. So basically, I just wanted to go over some of his stats, and I'm going to miss him, and I'm sure we all are. And I remember the last game we went to, man, I just wanted to see him in person. We got some pictures of him. I liked his new hair this year, man. He grew his hair out a little bit. You know, I know his family and friends are in Tampa here, and if you people don't know, next to the St. Pete Times Forum across the street, they have an Anderchuk's Grill now, a little restaurant. That's where he gave his farewell speech. But I think it's ridiculous. I'd like to see him play this season out. You know, even if he didn't get much ice time, you know, put him out, you know, 3-4 shifts a game. At least he's on the team, man. At least he can be in that locker room. But this is a crucial mistake for them, man. I don't know. Even though they beat Columbus the game after they announced this, and LeCavalier stepped up. I'll mention a little bit about that game. LeCavalier and St. Louis scored a breakaway goal. We ended up beating Columbus, but in that game, we still were the same team there. Like, we didn't play well at all in the first two periods. Third period, we just got a couple lucky breaks, but we could have got blown out of the water. And I remember back the game against Detroit, and we scored a few goals. And I don't know. I just think we're not putting it together. Goaltending's a big issue. I think we need a solid goaltender. They can't keep flip-flopping Burke and Graham. I think we need to get someone in here, a lead goaltender for our team, and use either Graham or Burke as the backup goalie, because right now, flip-flopping them, you know, every game, you know, Tortorella is ridiculous. Like, Graham will get a shutout, and then he'll sit him the next game, or Burke will get a shutout, and he'll sit him the next game, or yeah, they'll do really good, and then they'll sit them the next game. You know, if someone's on a roll, man, you got to ride them. But basically, I'm just going to go through the it's basically the mid-season stats. 45 games have been played so far this year, and Olympics are coming soon. I'm actually going to North Carolina snowboarding in mid-February there when the Olympics are going on, so I'll be up there hopefully watching some of the hockey games. But I'm going to go through the division here. Eastern Conference, basically. The Flyers are first in the Atlantic with 63 points. The Rangers have 57. Close behind, Rangers are pretty impressive. The Devils have 49. Islanders with 40 points. And Pittsburgh with 31. They're pretty much out. But, 31. Yeah, they're pretty much dead. But I'd like to see them poured on a little bit. Then we go to the Northeast. Ottawa has 63 points. Buffalo with 59. That's impressive. I like Buffalo this year. They're tough. They tore up on the Lightning. We went up. We scored three goals in the first, I think it was the first period against them, and they ended up coming back, winning the game 6-3 against us. That's another ridiculous game there. Montreal is 51 points. So there's a pretty big spread there between Montreal. Toronto is 51 points. Montreal is 46. Boston with 39. So Boston, they got rid of Thornton, and I don't know, they haven't been winning too much. They had a little streak there, they're doing good, but now last 10 games are 4-5-1, so that's not too good for them. And now we move on to the team with the most points in the NHL. More than Detroit, have you? and they tore up on Detroit the game last week on OLN. I don't know if anybody watched it there, but they went up 3-0 real early. Detroit came back tough, and Carolina basically held them off in the third period there. They have 64 points. They're 30-10 and 4. Overtime losses. Atlanta's behind them with 50 points, and then our Lightning with 47 points. We're 22-19-3, which is respectable. I think you know, we're not going to win the division, and we could, but I think Carolina's tough. We got to be looking at a 6th or 7th seed right now, halfway through the season, or 8th, whatever. We'll take it. And the Panthers, they're 43 points, and then the Capitals with 33. So. Basically, that's it. And tonight, we are playing again. Let me just take a look here at some of the scores from last night, if they're up here already. This is Monday morning. I have off today. It's Martin Luther King Day. Happy Martin Luther King Day to everybody. Last night, Hurricanes beat the Blues 4-2. Heavy Boolin and the Blackhawks lost to the Devils 3-2 in a shootout. And Nashville beat the Pittsburgh Penguins. Which Nashville's another tough team, too. I'd love to go see a game there. I know I've talked about that before. But tonight we are playing, and we are on OLN. So hopefully I'm going to put this podcast up right away. Hopefully you guys can listen to it. So this little tribute to Dave Anderchuk here. And we're playing the Sharks at 8 p.m. tonight on OLN. So hopefully I'll be there watching it. And I'll see you guys soon, hopefully within about a week, and we'll talk more. And if you want to leave any comments or anything, send an email to Joel, J-O-E-L, at MailZeta, M-A-I-L-Z-E-T-A, .com. And thanks to Kyle. He sends me an email every once in a while from San Diego. And must be nice out there, man. All right. See everybody next time.